Hello, hope you're all well. If you're a regular listener to this show, and there, my God, there are an awful lot of you, you'll know that it's usually two hosts, myself, Ollie, and Molly. Unfortunately, Molly's had some unfortunate incident with his armpit. Yeah, that's actually true. So he can't be here this evening, so it's just me, but I will be joined by my guest in a little bit. Opening the show today was Trans Am with Obscene Strategies, which is taken from their most recent album, Sex Change, on Thrill Jockey Records. It's a fantastic album, and they'll be playing, I think, on the 11th of November at Coco for the Thrill Jockey 15th anniversary all day. So I highly recommend checking that out. Tonight on the show, our special guest this evening is Jason Warlock, who co-runs Rag & Bone Records. He'll be here in a little bit playing some records, having a chat about the label and what he's up to at the moment. But before that, we'll have some more music, and to kick it off, I think we shall have a bit of Monolake, and this is Carbon from the album Polygon Cities.
Thank you.
That was a far more abrupt finish than I actually expected, but there we go. That's the Mono Lake with Carbon from the Polygon Cities album, which came out a couple of years ago, I think. I can't quite remember. You listen to Underplayed on Resonance FM. Don't forget, you can get in touch with us as always by emailing us on underplayedresonancefm@googlemail.com, the snappiest email address in the world. And also you can get into our messenger Windows Messenger chat room by using that same email address. So that's MSN Messenger, and the address is underplayedresonancefm@googlemail.com. Tonight, stay tuned because we are giving away some tickets to see to go to Plex, which is a night happening this Saturday, and one of the main guests there is our guest for this evening as well. That's Jason Warlock talking about Rugged Bone, and before we introduce him to you properly, here's the kind of stuff that the label does.
gonna crash.
That was No with Chaotic Crash on the aforementioned Rag & Bone Records, and luckily enough we're now joined by Jason from Rag & Bone. How are you doing?
I'm alright, how are you doing?
Good, I can't actually see you at the moment. I just try and move around a bit. I don't like having a stranger from South London behind me.
Don't look at me.
So obviously you're one half of the whole of people that run Rag & Bone, and No Yeah No Stacey is the other.
Mm-hmm.
You sadly couldn't be this evening because you were locked up at home.
Indeed, yeah.
Good. So basically, you know, you obviously, as I said, you know, you and Stacey run the record label together. What prompted you to start Rag & Bone in the first place?
It was just really to release, just for an outlet, really, of our own productions.
Because no one else put out your records.
Well, yeah, you could look at it like that. That's probably actually quite true. And I think it probably was true. But I think it's because the sort of things we were trying to do was very much a mishmash of lots of different influences. And I think at the time when we started the label, people were like, oh, all these too many influences all together. Not quite sure what it was. And we really believed in it.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was kind of the reason. I mean, I've always wanted to set up a label from a long time ago, so that was part of my ambition as well, really.
I mean, the label's got sort of quite a distinctive sound, but it's quite hard to pigeonhole as well. You know, there's sort of bits of dubstep in there, there's sort of very chunky electro, there's sort of some, you know, dare I say it, some breaks in there as well. But I mean, how would you describe the music that you put out?
Yeah, I don't know. You're right. It's all those influences. I mean, from the very first release, you could hear, like, say, dubstep in there. I mean, we were actually very influenced by what was going on with dubstep before it was actually called dubstep. We were, you know, very influenced by the two-step garage stuff of the time.
Yeah.
This is like 2002. But yeah, electro, been into the kind of electro sound, the new electro sound, the late 90s, all the old school hardcore influences and the breaks. Big thing as well, and certainly as well, like me and Stacey know, we've had like a long history, long involvement with techno, and like as much we didn't really ever really mean to do that, but I think looking back, that's actually been quite present quite a lot.
That's something I was going to talk to you about actually as well. I mean, you've in the nicest possible way. I mean, you've been around the block a bit, you know, sort of been sort of on various scenes for a very long time, and you just, you know, early on you were involved with techno. Obviously, you know, A&R for Kicking, is that right, back in the day?
Yeah.
And obviously, there's an Underground London compilation and stuff. You know, sort of the best of UK techno and stuff. But then, recently in the interview, Surgeon mentioned Rag & Bone as one of the labels he's really into at the moment. So you have to sort of come full circle in some way, sort of without realising, sort of back in, sort of involved in, yeah, well, in techno, lots of techno DJs playing out your records again as well.
You're quite right. It has sort of come full circle, like, both myself and other people. I mean, yeah, sort of in the 90s I would sort of be kind of playing in the same places as Surgeon and the likes of, and also I was releasing records myself by Surgeon when I was working at Kicking.
Yeah.
Kind of went different paths, you know, kind of gone down a sort of dubstep electro breaks path, and then some of our records Tony Surgeon picked up on and was just got in touch and was like, oh, is this Warlock who runs Rag & Bone, is this Warlock who used to be at Kicking? And it's like, oh yeah, Tony, how you doing, I've spoke to you for years, and just kind of got Tony some of our stuff, and it's been really good, it's been really nice. I mean, I've actually been kind of getting back into some of Surgeon stuff as well, because it's kind of been coming, moving away slightly from the kind of strict kind of 4/4 techno.
Yeah, thing. Absolutely. What he puts, yeah, his sort of sets really mix it up now. You know, sort of, yeah. Yeah, a lot of yours from there, and the combat stuff as well. You know, it's,
yeah, that's been really good, because I mean, actually, a lot of people have taken note of Surgeon playing, yeah, like our stuff, combat. You know, I'm just like, oh, cool, someone's playing our records. But actually, it's really made a few, it's kind of just bizarre, people coming from all over. Like, oh yeah, Surgeon's playing your records. I mean, that's great. It's brilliant, kind of opening it to another market.
And I was speaking to you before, and you sort of, you know, you mentioned that sort of when you, obviously very involved with techno, but then you sort of went down a lot more down the drum and bass route when that sort of came along, didn't you, as well? What sort of made you want to leave the techno bits behind and go for the drum and bass?
I did really like it at the time, but I just got bored of it, because I felt it was really, really exciting for a while. And then, I don't know, formulas got in place and things just started being not very inventive at all. I've been quoted as saying this, but things really did just get stuck on a loop, and it took a while to sort of come out.
Loop bangers.
Yeah, by which point I'd kind of moved on to different things. I mean, I get kind of bored of things quite a lot. Not bored of things, but I like to be, musically, I like to be at things where, like, they're kind of, there's a new evolution going on, like the cutting edge. Things haven't been defined.
Yeah.
That's what kind of, that's my thirsting for music, really, just some kind of new avenues, new frontiers. So I was off looking for something else, really.
And drum bass off with that. Right, well, now we're going to play another record now. I must sort of point out that due to some technical limitations, we can't actually play a record, one vinyl after another, so we're going to play something else in between. But anyway, this is a quite remarkably good record. This is Tipper with Open the Jowls. We'll be right back. Tipper with Open the Jowls, a fine record, and quite an interesting one as well, as Jason was just saying. It's he had a friend that used it to tune up sound systems every single time.
Yeah, that's a belting tune, man. Just love the frequency range. I just heard some lovely panning on there, so I don't really listen to that tune on headphones.
That's me playing around, you know. Sadly not. So, we touched on it before. Dubstep is a big influence on the label, and you said obviously before, into what's happening in the garage scene before dubstep kicked off. But dubstep's become sort of quite a monster very quickly, hasn't it, really? It's especially the last couple of years, it's really, really sort of kicked off, and it's obviously something that's very excited you. What was sort of really attracted you to that kind of a new scene?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I've kind of been following that scene and the scene that went on before for, you know, probably the last sort of 6-7 years. But I think it's just really exciting at the moment. And yeah, it's kind of blown up, but it's kind of an inevitable path it's going to take. But it's really interesting because it really throws everything on its head. It's this kind of, you know, I mean, the tracks are made at sort of 140 BPM, yeah. But it's like it's actually kind of operating at its kind of 70 BPM thing. And it's just, the tunes just sound really heavy. Like, the, you know, compared to like a lot of dance music that's gone on before it's kind of opened up so much more space, and it's just kind of filled with these really heavy bass lines, mm-hmm. kind of really clever sort of bits of percussion here and there. Just, yeah, really interesting style of music, really.
And very broad at the moment, isn't it, as well? You know, if you sort of, there's, you know, sort of, obviously there's so many people producing out at the moment, but sort of compare, I don't know, someone like Burial compared to some of the more sort of dance oriented stuff. You know, it's a completely different sounding sort of beast, isn't it? Really, it's someone that's, you know, that the Wire are getting very excited about. Whereas at the same time, there's you know, but there's people still raving to it at the same time as well. It's quite interesting. And it takes sort of influence from so many different types of music as well. You know, it's not just this sort of strict sort of insular genre. It's actually, you know, there's an awful lot of techno in there, there's a lot of bass in there, and there's a lot of so there's bits of drum and bass, well, old jungle anyway, and then obviously lots of garage as well.
Yeah, well, it's like a continuation of a long tradition from, you know, kind of garage, drum and bass, you know, even back to kind of like dub reggae. Even if people don't really necessarily know it or know the specific references, it's kind of just things are handed down through hearing music in a nightclub, like, you know, just passing down that kind of idea of like a bass line dropping, you know. And it's kind of, there's lots of people on the fringes of it as well, like you mentioned Burial.
Yeah.
You know, kind of, it's almost kind of ambient, experimental, more kind of listening but can work in it.
Yeah, I mean, I find there's a lot of business of deep house in there as well. I mean, yeah. Some of it is but obviously now obviously you've got Rag and Bone, but now you've taken the you know, you've sort of recently started up a specific dubstep label as well. What made you want to do that and sort of keep that separate from Rag and Bone?
It was just kind of an extension to kind of free up. With Rag and Bone, it's always been about lots of different influences, and that still is the case. But we kind of were getting more and more material, and a lot of stuff coming through with a kind of dubstep influence. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to set up a label for that. I mean, the label that we're doing is called Stark Sound. It's not kind of, you know, right there in the middle of dubstep. It's very influenced. It's very sounds like sort of dubstep, but it's kind of also on the fringes as well, which is kind of what Rag and Bone's always been about.
Sure.
It's kind of been on the fringes of various different things. So that's kind of the thing with Stark Sound. It's, we're still on the fringes of, say, dubstep, but it's kind of still kind of like heavy tunes, really.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to hear, we're going to play a track from Stark Cell now, is that right?
Yeah, this is the second release. It just came out, I think, about 3-4 weeks ago. It's by a guy called Starkey, based out in Philadelphia. He's done loads of different things on, like, work discs. What's the one he's just done? I think it's on Low Subs recently.
Okay.
Yeah, so check it out.
Let's see what you think.
Let's just show.
Starkey with Bounce, and that's the most recent release on the new Stark Sound label, which is the new... Would you call it an offshoot of Rag & Bone, or is it a complete separate entity?
No, I guess it's like a sub-label, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no secret.
Good. Right, we're actually we're charging through time at the moment, so don't forget you can get in touch with us on underplayedresonancefm@googlemail.com and join us Messenger on there as well, and that means you can actually enter a competition which we're going to run now. The prize is to go to Plex, which is a night coming up this Saturday, and it's their first birthday party. It's got a very good lineup, including Laurie D, Sleep Archive, Ed Chamberlain, Warlock, who you might have heard of, Jack Master, Spencer Agent 2, Luke Hands Free, James Tech, Jimmy Bolus, and Bracket. And that takes place at A10, which is the Russian bar on Kingsland Road, which is a very strange place. And if you're really lucky and get there early on, you get to see some muscly Russians doing press ups on the dance floor, which is always a fine thing. And no night should be without. So if you want to win two tickets to that, then answer this very easy question.
Yeah. What does LL Cool J stand for?
So if you think you know and you want to come along, yeah, email your answer in to underplayedresonancefm@googlemail.com. So yeah, we just played a track from the new label Stark Sound, and now we're going to hear something very, very brand new for Rag & Bone, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, it's next release, Rag & Bone, cutting it tomorrow morning. In fact, very nice cutting room, Alchemy Studios, top of Centre Point. It's worth it just for the view. Check it out.
Say who it is.
Sorry, I got sidetracked by the wonderful studio we're cutting in. It's by the track's called Call Me Mr. Cold Blooded, and it's going to be by King Cannibal, who also goes the name of Zilla.
Right, let's see what you think of this.
Remember? torture, and anger, and hate. I believe in murder. I believe in pain. I believe in cruelty and infidelity. I believe in slime.
That's Call Me Mr. Cold-Blooded by King Cannibal, also known as Zilla. And that's being cut tomorrow. And when's it actually going to be out?
Hopefully as soon as possible. I'm hoping sort of end of November, beginning of December.
Good. So if you like the sound of that, pop down your nearest Asda before Christmas and see what you can do. Don't forget, you can enter the competition to go and see Jason play at Plex on Friday. Email underplayedresonancefm. And yes, that's right, underplayedresonancefm@googlemail.com, and I'll tell us what does LL Cool J stand for. Rag & Bone used to do quite a few parties, back in the day. It was quite sporadic, but seemed to have sort of faltered off recently. What's going on there?
It's just been a case of not enough time to kind of putting a party on. I mean, it's a lengthy process. You put on a party, it's sort of like 6 to 8 weeks of hard graft promotion, and I'm up for doing it, but then it's just time for, like, you know, need that time to run the label,
yeah.
Being a parent. I just had to kind of, it's not that I don't want to do it, but I might be coming up with some collaborations in the near future, because all the parties we did, I mean, I was really pleased with them.
Sure.
Other people seem to really enjoy them. I mean, they weren't the most packed parties, but they're pretty well attended, and I think if we'd have kept doing it, we could have built up something pretty solid.
It was a great atmosphere down there as well, and there's always lots of... lots of familiar faces, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I'm not really sure. It's the same people, but it's good. So it'll be good to hear what's coming up, what you've got coming up. Yeah, so as I say, we are running out of time now, so I'll tell you about next week's show. Hopefully Molly will be back to join me, so I'm sort of not flying solo. And we also have a live in session, a new artist called Coldstream. His real name is Daniel Mumford. He used to put out, he put out a record under the name Smilex on the Delta 9 Plastics compilation a few years ago. Now this is sort of new ambient guys. And it's really rather good. And it's a track that no one's really heard before. And this is called Coldstream, and this is a Schneid. Coldstream with Schneid, which I hope you'll agree is rather lovely. I'm looking forward to having him in session next week. Be doing a 20 foot, 20, 20, 20, some sort of live set. Well, I would say 25, it's just a 20-minute live set, which we're looking forward to. It should be fantastic. We're still here. We're running, sort of right near the end now. Thanks to Jason for being here and talking about Rag & Bone and playing some fantastic records. And, don't forget, you can go and see him next Friday. Saturday, sorry, I always keep saying Friday. It's Saturday at the A10, A10 Bar in Kingsland Road. For Plex,
I think that should be a good party. Actually,
yeah, it should be good.
Always a good party, Plex. Actually,
yeah, and Laurie D. I mean, don't remember the last time we played in London. It was quite a while ago, I think. And always good value for money there.
Yeah,
as
he's
well.
A bit of a legend.
He is indeed. I remember he was the highlight of Deadbeat 2004 for me. I think it was absolutely smashed it. To play us out now. It's actually a funny record from Warlock.
Yeah, this one's called Click Clack. Some release so far.
I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. That was Underplayed. They'll be back next week with more of the same. And Mully, get well soon, man. That's all from Resonance FM for tonight. We'll be back at noon tomorrow live. Until then, we leave you with random selections from our archive. Enjoy and have a nice evening. Goodbye.